Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang here on the Charisma Podcast Network, and today I have a very, very interesting guest. Most of you have probably seen or heard of the movie God's Not Dead, but you probably don't know the backstory. So stay tuned after this word from our sponsor, and we're going to talk to the man who made God's Not Dead possible, and we're going to hear about how that has turned into a movement.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products, and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome back. I'm happy to welcome Troy Duhon of Slidell, Louisiana, who's visiting today. In fact, he spoke at our annual prayer breakfast this morning, and it was an opportunity I could do a podcast. But I thought that God's Not Dead was one of the best Christian movies I've ever seen, and I've read that 25 million people have seen it. Is that true?
Just in North America, plus what's been overseas. I think the total number is close to 35 million worldwide.
And it's a movie about apologetics. You know, that's defending the Christian faith and why we believe what we do. How in the world was that so successful?
You know, it's interesting, Steve, but a lot of parents who raise kids, your kids, my kids, and actually send them off to college, are starting to realize that their kids are going off not equipped. They're being challenged by professors and psychologists, other students, and they're actually walking away from their faith. And when Dr. Rice decided to write the book, it was mind-boggling to me that statistics were so high that 2 out of 3 kids, church-raised kids, are going to walk away. And the church has really not equipped our kids, nor have youth pastors equipped our kids, to understand how to defend the gospel.
Now, you're talking about Dr. Rice Brooks, who, interestingly, is on the next cover of Charisma, so you can read all about it from his perspective. But he wrote a book called God's Not Dead about apologetics. And I remember when I heard it was going to be made into a movie, I thought, how in the world can they make apologetics entertaining?
Well, the thing that Rice did, his ministry is on a lot of college campuses, over 700. So what he did, Steve, was he met with the writers and tried to explain what happens on a campus. So if you've seen the film, that story is real. And at the end of the film, you saw all the other cases that we researched to show this just doesn't happen in a film. This happens in real life, where kids are challenged to change what they believe. Some kids eventually file litigation on those institutions themselves.
I referred earlier to the fact that you were the behind-the-scenes story, and I happened to know the story and to know that you had never made a movie before, and suddenly you were confronted with the possibility of making a movie, and you're the one that made it happen financially. How did all that come about?
Actually, my daughter is a little aspiring Christian actress, and I was on a film set with her in L.A., and bored to death, Dr. Rice calls me and just says, "Where are you at?" I said, "Well, I'm in Los Angeles on a movie set." And all of a sudden, he starts sharing with me that the Newsboys are in his church, and they record a song called God's Not Dead. And God's challenged him to take apologetics from way, way up here and bring it down to where a 15- or 16-year-old kid can understand it. And he says, "Troy, do you realize that over 64% of kids, church-grown kids, are going to walk away from their faith?" I'm like, "Dr. Rice, there's no way that number's that high." He goes, "Troy, it may even be higher than that." And right then and there, Steve, it was amazing to me that God put it in my heart, "You need to make a movie." And I'm thinking to myself, "Lord, me, really? I've never made a movie in my life." And just at the side of my eye, on the movie set, the owner of Pure Flix, Michael Scott, looks at me, and I walk over to him, And I said, you don't know me, but my daughter happens to be in this film, and I'd like to do a film called God's Not Dead. I can deliver the band, and I can get you the book. And it needs to be a story about how these kids have to learn to defend their faith. And he looks at me and goes, are you for real? I said, yes, I'm for real. And amazing, Steve, 31 days later, I signed the contract, never knowing what God was going to do with it, because truly it was a major investment. It was about $1 million. And I felt led to do it, even though I'd never done a film before. But I never estimated or even dreamed that it would gross worldwide over $100 million.
What were your expectations?
I'd be happy if I just broke even. Actually, I had no expectations. And it's amazing because sometimes you do things for financial return and sometimes you do things for spiritual return. And for me, Steve, knowing that I had kids growing up, and I have a son who actually was homeschooled, who actually was an apologetic debater, and to envision that this, my son, my own son, would go to like Tulane University where he goes, get confronted with a psychology teacher, a biology teacher, and they would convince my son to walk away from everything that I put into him, scared me to death. So for me, it was like, I got to just get out the boat here. I got to do this. So I never thought about a financial return as much as I thought about a spiritual return. I truly believed that if I could do a film that could change a campus culture, that that was enough for me.
Well, I've known Dr. Brooks for a long time, and I knew about the book, of course, being in the industry, and I heard about it being a movie. As I said earlier, I couldn't imagine how this was done. I was blown away. It was filmed at LSU.
My alma mater, of course.
Small coincidence, which is a beautiful, beautiful set. You had good acting. It was a very good script. It just all came together. When did you understand that maybe you had more than just a break-even type of movie?
You know, the minute that we started posting the trailers, and, you know, we had written the main scene, not for Willie Robinson, but for, of course, of all people, Tim Tebow. But when Willie got involved in the film and he started posting and the video started going viral, millions of people were downloaded. We're like, wow, this could be big. Because when you tell someone God's not dead, and we're living in a culture that all they want to do is take God out of schools, they want to take God off the dollar bill, they want to take God out of government, people start to resonate. So it became more of a battle cry. So when millions of downloads were coming, Steve, we realized, wow, this could be big.
Maybe we could walk through it for those who haven't seen it. Of course, you can stream it. You can buy the DVD if you missed it. But it's basically a unnamed university, or I guess maybe it did have a name in the movie. And then this young man who's in this, what was it, a psychology class?
He was a sophomore in the psychology class.
And the teacher tells them that they can all skip the first test if they will write on a piece of paper, God is dead.
He didn't want to debate. The professor, Kevin Sorbo, did not want to debate with the Christian kids in the classroom that there is a God. He wanted to say, for this particular class, we're going to say God is dead. So he required these students to write down on a blank piece of paper, God is dead. And then one of the students says, I can't do that. I'm a Christian. And then the professor said, okay, then we're going to challenge you to debate it. We want you to prove that God is alive.
And he does debate, and he uses the arguments from Dr. Brooks' book. And then we begin to understand that this college professor, Kevin Sorbo, had been very hurt because his mother died of cancer.
That's right.
So he hated God. And how can you hate someone who doesn't exist? And tragically, he was hit by a car toward the end of the movie and died. But before he died, he turned his life over to Christ, didn't he?
He sure did.
And there was a great concert scene for the Newsboys with, it looked like, thousands of fans streaming in. It was just, I mean, just everything you did, all of these little subplots with Duck Dynasty people and so forth, in my opinion, it was just amazing. You guys did a great job.
God's fingerprints were on the project from day one. And, of course, the song was great. The band was great. Willie Robinson, the Duck family, did a great job of promoting it. Kevin Sorbo did a great job of playing an incredible professor. And, you know, Shane, the main actor, you know what? He defended the gospel pretty good. And you had some good back, you know, John Lennox testimony was in there. Some of his particular information was good. Dr. Rice's information was good. It was just a well-done film. And what it resonated, Steve, is it made people believe again in faith films.
And now it's become a movement.
Absolutely.
And that involves what?
You know, in about 3 weeks, we're going to release God's Not Dead 2. In the first film, we challenge you on a college campus, is there a God? Well, if you're going to go after it, you got to go into high school because that seems to be where it starts. So now we're going to say, okay, a junior in American education, whatever school, high school, public school you go to, you're going to learn about Muhammad or Buddha. But when the teacher talks about Jesus Christ, just as a man, all of a sudden it's prohibited. So we're going after the ACLU on God's Not Dead 2 to say, why is it that we can't talk about Jesus Christ in public schools as a man, since the timeline of the planet is based on his life? There's a lot of other storylines, great actors. You know, the good thing about the movement now, you have all these Hollywood actors who are truly Christians that are coming out the closet. And it's amazing how many of them, we couldn't get anybody to take any parts in God's Not Dead 1, but in God's Not Dead 2, it's sort of like they were knocking on our door. On Behind God's Not Dead 2, we're filming a documentary because we're going to show and educate the church world, the youth pastors, and the senior pastors, that religion and science can coexist. Why does DNA prove there's a God? Why does the eye prove there's a God? Why does everyone born have a moral compass? So behind the documentary is going to come an app so that this millennial generation who lives and dies by apps will have the ability to download the God's Not Dead app and get all the information to answer all the tough questions. Because right now they don't know how to defend it. When they get confronted, they get confused, they get aggravated, and they walk away. And their parents can't educate them on this because it's a little bit more in-depth than what a parent's accustomed to. So we're going to create those movement, call it tools, to take these kids and educate them.
Well, that's very interesting. And as I mentioned, we wrote about this in Charisma Magazine next month. If you don't get the magazine, you need to track it down somehow. It'll be a very interesting story. And also, I want to talk to you in some other podcasts about God's Not Dead 2, find out the behind-the-scenes story on that, and then some other things. So thank you for being with us today on The Strang Report. And I'll invite my listeners to look and download other podcasts that we do with Troy Duhon. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. I enjoyed it.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Bill Hammond, founder of Christian International Ministries. Thank you, Dr. Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.